It's Relationship Intervention.
Ever hear of the baby book, What to Expect When You're Expecting? Well, you certainly wouldn't expect to have your husband side with his parents, your in-laws, on an important decision about the baby. In today's Relationship Intervention, a mixed listener says it's 3-1. Her husband and his parents versus her on a big decision, and she's looking for help from you, our mixed family. So the names have been changed. We're calling her new mom, Marcy, after she sent us a message on Facebook. Marcy, go ahead and share your story for the mixed family.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset here, and I really don't know what to do. So I'm 28 weeks pregnant with my first baby, and you know, my husband and I were so happy about this. Seriously, like we've been wanting to have kids for a while, and we finally decided we're ready. We're both very close with our parents, and they're also like both sets of parents are very happy to be expecting their first grandchild. And so we lean a lot on his parents for support. You know, they helped us purchase our first home. They've already talked about setting up a college fund for our little boy, you know, and so it's great. And I know they'll also be doing a lot of babysitting because they only live 2 miles away from us. They're great. I love them. But my husband, he wants them in the delivery room with us.
He wants both his parents, so your mother-in-law and
your father-in-law in the delivery room?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He wants them both in the delivery room. And not only does he want them in the delivery room, but he talked to them about it without even talking to me first. Like, not even running it by me.
Radar, why do men do these things? Why do they do things and they don't think?
I'll tell you why. It sounds like he's a mama's boy. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he is. But and so, like, you know, there's the fact that he didn't even talk to me first. I mean, that's a whole nother issue. But, like, I absolutely don't want them there. I just don't. I want it to be us. So when I told him this, he was totally crushed. And he said his mom would feel the same. But, like, am I crazy here? You know, I've never had a baby before. I don't want them there. And especially my father-in-law. Exactly. Like, isn't that obvious? So I just need some help here. I'm so emotional these days, and I don't want any other drama surrounding my son's birth.
Okay, I don't know anybody that's going to call in and not side with you. In the grand scheme of things, you're the one physically having the baby. What you say trumps everything.
Marcy.
But your husband's upset because he wanted his parents there. And they're going to probably get upset. So how do you handle that?
You think they're going to get upset too if he says something to him?
I'm sure they will. I mean, his father?
Marcy.
Yeah, no.
Marcy, it's not like you're taking boudoir pictures with
Radar,
his son.
This is ask you something.
Listen,
son,
hold on.
No. You have a son. You may be a father-in-law, Radar.
Yeah.
If Noah and his girlfriend Kelsey, they were in this position, would you want to see Kelsey like that?
Here's
Radar?
You got me on trial here. Like, I have to answer yes or no.
Think about this.
Sure, why not? But you're in a different...
No.
There's an angle you can put people at so they don't see things. At least they're in the room to go, oh, that's awesome.
I'll have enough on my mind and in my body.
Exactly. That's... You're going to forget about the father-in-law in the room. You're going to have so much on your mind, Marcy.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you think?
I can't even.
I think so. It's a beautiful thing. It should be shared with family. And plus, you're going to avoid any conflicts.
No.
I want to put up a boundary, like a healthy boundary here.
Marcy, I'm completely with you on this. And here's the deal. I don't even think you have to justify it. What you say goes. Yeah. You're the one having the baby.
Yeah.
You're the one having the baby. Is the advice, should the in-laws be allowed in? Or is the advice, how does she get her husband to understand that she doesn't want her in-laws in the delivery room?
Yeah, how do you get your husband to say, oh, that was wrong of me to do? Maybe that's the advice we need to look for. So, Marcy, tell you what. We're going to throw this out to the listeners. 414-432-1099. You can call or text that number. We'll see what our mixed family says about how you should go about this. How can you tell your husband that, hey, you made the wrong decision. I don't want people besides you in the delivery room.
And Noah, Radar's son, if you're listening to this, apparently your dad would be okay being in the delivery room one day.
I'll be in the back. I'll be fine. It'll be fine.
In the back on TikTok taking videos.
I said probably. And think about how many views I'll get. All right, Marcy, when you hear the advice today, will you talk to your husband? Maybe take the weekend to discuss things with him. And then can we have you back Monday morning at 8:20 to find out what you decided to do?
Yeah, definitely. I will.
What should new mom Marcy do? Her husband has told his parents, you can be in the delivery room. But she does not want that to happen. And he went above and beyond Marcy and decided to make this decision. And now she's like, wait a minute, this can't happen. Again, call or text 414-432-1099. Offer your advice up for Marcy. Packer fan Tiffany, you are going to be first up to offer advice to Marcy. What would you tell her?
I would tell her that I completely 100% agree with her. She should be the one to set the boundaries because she is the one having the child. If she doesn't want her in-laws in there, that should be the way it is.
Yes.
That is something that should be between her and her husband. That's their first child.
And yeah. I think she has the say. She has the ultimate say, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, and after she has the child,
yep.
That's going to be extremely awkward when they see each other.
They see each other. Hey,
hey. I saw all your goodies. And stuff.
I saw everything out in the open, and now we really got to know you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, hey, thanks, Packer fan Tiffany.
Thanks, Packer fan Tiffany.
We'll see what Marcy decides to do this weekend. Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, my gosh. We've got a text message here, a 414. Hell to the no to the father-in-law for sure. That's so uncomfortable. Well, in a compromised situation, she said maybe compromise and say the mother.
How about the 262 that says she's not overreacting, again, talking about Marcy. I let my mother-in-law in the room when we had our first, and it was the worst experience of my life since she crossed boundaries, posted pictures. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
oh, no, she posted pictures while in the delivery room, it says, from this text message.
That's not
no!
very good. Patty, what do you think about this situation?
Okay, I get what you're saying, Raider, where, you can be in angles where you're not seeing anything compromising.
Yeah, there is a way to do that.
There sure is, but things happen in the delivery room that you don't want other people knowing about. The baby was created in an intimate moment. The baby should be delivered in an intimate moment also.
Oh, good point.
That is a good point. That is a good point.
That.
Well, and I just feel like everyone is in agreeance that whether or not people agree with Marcy saying no to the in-laws, Marcy gets the final say. She is the one that is going through having the baby.
Exactly.
So what she's saying goes.
Yeah, it's exactly what the 414 texter says. Marcy's the only one making those rules.
Yeah, her husband needs to get on the same page with her. She just needs to have a very frank conversation with her.
And she's not wrong. And I hope Marcy can understand that we're trying to amplify her voice. All of us and these text messages that are still coming through. You are not wrong, Marcy.
No, Marcy, you are not wrong.
No.
Stand your ground, girl.
She has to. And I hate that she feels so alone in this and that her husband's like, oh, what's the big deal? Just further proof, he doesn't really understand.
She might feel alone at home, but she's really feeling the love from our mixed family. All the mixed moms who are texting in and calling in this morning like you, Patty. So Marcy's going to take the weekend, hopefully talk to her. Maybe she'll talk to her in-laws too, but she's definitely going to talk to her husband. And we'll find out Monday morning at 8:20 what ultimately is going to happen. Thank you so much for the call.
Have a great day, you guys.
Yeah, bye, Patty.
Bye. Love your show.
Love you too.